Saturday, August 20th, 2022. Not a barbell in sight, right? I know, shocker after the heavy day, but hey, we do what works, right? Today, AMRAP 20 minutes, as many rounds or reps as possible in 20 minutes of a 400 meter run, 24 hollow rocks, 12 chest to bar pull-ups, kipping, and 12 ring dips, also kipping if you so desire. You can always do them strict, but if you so desire, the kipping's just fine. We have other equipment conversions in case you can't run, you're gonna bike or row or something like that. We've got videos showing all the movements. Super fitness robot score, 4.5 rounds or more. More likely, achieving 3 rounds and anything above that. There are some, you know, sets of 24 on the hollow rock, that's annoying. And it's annoying for an intentional reason. And then the sets of 12 on both the chest to bar and the ring dips. Sets of 12 to 15 over and over again is a really demanding set for a wide range of athletes. So this is a longer time domain, 20 minutes, and then the sets of work that you have to do each time, especially after a run, are larger sets than you ideally would like, and that's all done intentionally. So I don't expect anybody to always blitz the hollow rocks unbroken, always do the chest to bars unbroken, always do the ring dips unbroken. Absolutely not. I expect pauses and breaks in all of that work, and that's okay. Especially in the, you know, the chest to bar, those might get broken up into 3 sets to get to the 12s. That's fine. And same with the ring dips. Ring dips are tough. It could be, I mean, even doing 2 sets of 6 to get to 12 would be impressive. 4 sets of 3, 3 sets of 4, all of those are going to be perfectly fine. And there could be some singles and doubles in there as well. It's going to be hopefully a fun yet challenging day. The wild card option has all the same stuff in there. It's still a 20-minute AMRAP, but I cut everything in half to keep you moving in case that makes more sense for where you are in your fitness journey. So the wild card option, 20-minute AMRAP, 200-meter run, 12 hollow rocks, 6 chest to bar pull-ups, 6 ring dips, because there is a happy medium. Although those sets of 12 in the prescribed are intended to be challenging, if right from the get-go, round 1 sets of 12 are big for you and 24 in the hollow rocks and you're going to be standing around a lot and there's no way you're going to get 3 rounds, let's not even go there. Let's talk about the wild card option and keep you moving. That'll be great. Scaled option, 400 meters of running, 24 sit-ups, 12 pull-ups or ring rows, and then 12 dips, kind of any style that you want, on a bar, bench, box, etc., etc. Oh, I forgot to write down one thing in that scaled option. Glad I caught that. Okay, and all of those movements have videos as well to show you. And make the ring dips challenging. Just like I said on the regular prescribed workout, that I don't expect too many people to always blow through the sets of 12 unbroken. Don't make the ring rows at an easy enough angle that you always just blow through them unbroken. Make sure you're breaking them up a couple times to get those 12, that they're that challenging for the upper body, and then you're going to get stronger. Limited equipment option. Exactly the same as the workout of the day, because no gear is needed that they don't have. They've got some place to run, they've got a pull-up bar, they've got rings. No equipment workout for the day. AMRAP 20 minutes of a 400 meter run, 24 hollow rocks, and 24 push-ups. Accessory work, optional as always. Bench press, close grip. That's about shoulder width grip, so to speak, not super wide is what I mean. 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or 50 to 100 hand release push-ups or regular push-ups. The other part of the optional accessory work is holding your chin over a pull-up bar in whatever grip you want, but accumulate 1 to 2 minutes with your chin over the bar. And if you don't have a pull-up bar or you need to scale that, you could do it with ring rows, just holding the rings to your chest with your body at a tough angle and try to accumulate 1 to 2 minutes there. You won't be shortchanged. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch laying on your side, cobra stretch for the abs, frog stretch, and calves and foam rolling. All of those have videos. And just like that, we've made our way through another week's training. Thanks to everybody all around the world for being a part of Linchpin. All of you make it special. It's my honor to help you on your journey. Enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday.